Enzo swung his head toward her husband.
"And where is your father? I thought he lived here with you."
But it was Elizabeth who answered for him.
"Oh, he does. But I'm afraid old Emil doesn't eat with us any more."
"Elizabeth's been wonderful with him. If it wasn't for her, we'd have had to put him into care long ago."
Alain looked adoringly at his wife.
"And it's not been easy."
Elizabeth laughed it off.
"It seems I have built a career out of looking after old people."
Alain raised a hand like a schoolboy in class.
"Me next," he said.
He turned to Enzo.
"A man couldn't be in better hands."
"Oh, by the time you reach that stage, darling, I'll be needing someone to look after me, too. Then it'll be up to the children."
Elizabeth turned toward her daughters.
"Isn't that right, girls?"
They both pulled faces, embarrassed by suddenly being drawn into the conversation and clearly unattracted by the idea of caring for elderly parents. Alain laughed aloud.
"God help us!"
He turned to Enzo. "My father has his own room at the back of the house. I'll take you to see him after we've eaten." Emile Servat's room was off to the right at the end of the long hallway that transected the house from north to south. Alain stopped to peer through its glass-panelled door before entering. It was a large, airy room with high ceilings and tall windows that gave out onto the street that ran along the side of the house. The wall had been freshly painted a rich cream colour, in contrast to the dark wood of the floor and the furniture. Bookcases lined the walls and were cluttered with all manner of maritime memorabilia. A ship's brass bell, an enormous compass mounted on a mahogany pedestal, paintings of sailboats and framed marine maps and charts lining the walls. Model boats on side tables fought for space with miniature life belts and globes of the world.
"This used to be his surgery," Alain said. "He was crazy about boats. We went out sailing almost every weekend when I was a boy."
Enzo was struck almost immediately by the smell of stale urine, the perfume of old age and incontinence. The room was warm and was filled by the stink of it, a suffocating and depressing odour that signalled decay and loss of control. A television against the near wall was switched on. The applause and laughter of an audience quiz show on FR3 rang around the room. Sitting in a wheelchair with his head tipped in the direction of the set was the shadow of what had once been a man. A man.